Thanks for stopping by. We only got like about 4 or 5 more minutes, but we wanted to get you in for a second.
I think I can help feel that.
Hey, by the way, all right, say your last name.
Kubelik.
How many different ways has it been pronounced
every
in your life?
Every way you can imagine.
Cole Kubelik here in with us. And thanks for you're working the game for TV on the sidelines and stopping by here in Athens and getting ready for the game and stopping in our studios here to do some stuff back to Birmingham. But, you know, quick thoughts on, you know, the Georgia fans. There's this angst of we're winning, but not by enough, or it's not pretty.
This is not just Georgia fans, by the way. I think this is a college football problem. I think it's really the Nick Saban effect or the Alabama effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had the Auburn-Arkansas game a few weeks ago, and I do radio in Alabama, and people literally wanted Gus Malzahn fired. They won by 31 points. They're the number 8 team in the nation, and people are not happy. Yeah. I don't understand. When I played football, and this was a long time ago, it was almost 20 years ago, a win was good enough.
Right.
I legitimately don't believe for a lot of fans in today's college football that a win is good enough anymore. And that's kind of sad, but it's where we are.
Yeah, I know. Well,
that's kind of what I had said after the Missouri game for Georgia. It's like, it's almost like the teams are so infatuated, or the fans are so infatuated with their own team and their own performance, they don't look at the other sideline and be like, well, Missouri's actually pretty good.
They got some good players. Yeah. They got a good offensive line. They got an NFL quarterback, a couple good receivers, a really good tight end, and they're playing at home, by the way, mm-hmm. too, in an early game, which is difficult sometimes to get up for. So you go win on the road. In a not only a conference game, but a division game, that should be a good thing. It should be a really good thing.
You know, here's funny. It's like we were talking the other day with my buddies, and it was like, would you take a 1-point win this weekend? And they were like, well, no, that wouldn't be good because that means we're going to lose a couple more games down the road.
No,
if you only beat Vandy by one.
I've taken 11 of them. 12 now. There's 11 when I played, but you take 12 1-point wins and not complain at all.
Well, anyway, what are your thoughts on checking out the Dogs so far? You know, from a kind of not an outsider's perspective,
sure.
but as a non-Georgia person.
I think there's a lot to like. I think that it's a very different team this year. You look at the amount of weapons that they have offensively, how they can spread you out, making life easy on Jake Fromm, and he, I think, deserves a lot of credit for taking what defense gives him and being accurate with the football. They're not as ground and pound as they were a year ago, but I think that's okay because they can just turn and spit it out to the perimeter and let some of those playmakers go do what they do. Defensively, they're not as stout at the point of attack. You know, obviously losing John Atkins was big. Everybody talks about Roquan, and he was great, but John Atkins was a guy that made a lot of that happen on the interior of that defense. But the back end is phenomenal, and I think that's what's going to really help them down the road when they see some teams that are able to throw the football around a little bit better than the ones that they played so far. So I'm impressed with Georgia. I think Jake Fromm's been great. I think the offensive line has not lived up to my expectations, but I had him as the best in the league returning. Cade Mays has been a great fill-in for that group. The tight ends are playing good football, so I don't think there's anything to complain about if you're a Georgia fan. Obviously, Georgia fans are finding things to complain about, but they're number 2 in the nation for a reason. They're playing great football.
Yeah, and last year was just – I know the game at Auburn was not good, but it was just – it was a dream season, I think.
You won an SEC championship.
Exactly.
You won Rose Bowl.
Exactly. And
you're play away from a national title.
Yep, I know.
It's
I
just
know.
Crazy the parallels between
the expectations.
Well, how the national championship and the Rose Bowl ended, both in the exact same part on the field where Sonny Michel runs into that corner of the end zone, and then you had the Alabama touchdown in the same spot. But, yeah, it's just – it's – at that point now to where if you're not winning national championships and you're one of these big-time programs.
Or winning by 30.
Yeah, the fans are like, what are you doing?
Yeah. It's,
well, you look, too, Georgia didn't start to come into their own until about week 7 or 8 mm-hmm. last year. I mean, we had the Georgia-Missouri game last year, and I felt like that was the first game offensively that they sort of made it be known that they were multifaceted, and if you stopped one part of that offense, that didn't mean you were going to stop that offense.
Right. And Missouri came out and hit Georgia in the mouth, too, with those long pass plays.
Absolutely.
And kind of got their attention as well. Was that the last time you seen the Dogs live? Or?
It was. Okay. Yes, we had them once last year, and this will be the first time this year.
Yeah. So. Well, anyway, and are you guys always the night? I guess are y'all always the
SEC Saturday night.
Saturday
correct.
Night. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. So you don't have to deal with any of those noon early starts.
We had 2 last year.
Did you?
But haven't had any this year yet. So they usually move us off once or twice. But, hey, I can be home at night, so it's usually
well,
not
that
true.
Bad. Well, that's true. That's true. Where do you live?
I live in Birmingham.
In Birmingham. That's right. You're in Birmingham. Yes, I knew that. But anyway, thanks for coming in.
No, and, I appreciate you guys.
No, you got a show to do over there for the you do the middays every day over there.
10 to 2, so 11 to 3 here, but in Birmingham.
Gotcha, yeah, so. Gotcha. Well, thank you very much, Cole. Appreciate it. Good to meet you and good to see you, and good luck with your travels.
Thank you.
How far in advance do you know your assignments?
Usually about a week out. We're waiting to hear where we're going to be next week.
So you don't even know where you are.
Actually, no, we're going to be in Little Rock. We have Ole Miss, Arkansas.
Gotcha, gotcha. All right, well, safe travels the rest
of
the year. And thanks for having Cole Kubelik here in the studio with us.